Okay, good morning. 8:41 this morning. Yeah, I'm an hour late today. Because kid didn't go to school. Oddly. I should have actually been out earlier. Because I didn't have to take her to school. But I didn't have that interruption. I didn't have that pull me from the keyboard experience of having to... 17:01, okay. I have been tootling right along this morning. I'm trying to get back before my alarm goes off at 9 o'clock. I don't think I'm going to make it. I've got 18 minutes, but we'll see. Anyway, I didn't get the being pulled away from the keyboard to put on my shoes and take the kid to school and then come home and I'll be set up except for my earbuds to take the walk. So, yeah, the structure had a problem this morning in that I didn't have the normal support that I needed to get out for the walk at 7:15 instead of 8:15. But I'm out, I'm walking. It's rather a lovely morning. 60-ish, 62, 64, somewhere in there. It's a lovely day. It's a little bit of a breeze. I said calm because when I started, apparently I was standing in a sheltered spot. But out on the main east-west byway, it was quite breezy, actually. It's quite lovely. Quite lovely. So I did go to the library yesterday. I did get my library time in. I did some working. Mostly what I did was try to remember where the story was. And start the research. I had forgotten that I have to do some research because one of Andrea Pirano's tasks is to solve the floating city problem, the floating port problem. And it turns out that there's a lot of stuff out there about floating concrete. And how to manage things like waves. So I spent most of the last 24 hours reading up on foamed concrete, and deep sea structural designs. Because this is, I have to say, I'm a little bit surprised at how far this idea has come. When I first thought of Umber, when I first conceived of a planet that had no landmass and it consisted only of artificial floating islands made largely of concrete, I had no idea. I knew that futurists were saying that's how we were going to populate the ocean. I had no idea. Wow. So I've got a lot to write about. I'm really quite excited about getting into it. Well, I just had a good idea of how they were going to do it, too. Oh, cool. Cool. Okay. 3D printing. Yes, yes. That's how they make their boats. That's how their boatyard makes fishing boats, is 3D printing it. I sort of glossed over that. I didn't really get too far down into that rabbit hole. But yeah, that is where the boats come from. It's where the hulls are made. It's where all the superstructure's made. It's sprayed to be made, as the GE commercial would say. So, yeah, okay. Answering questions left and right. There's a lot to be said for the walk. I really miss it when I don't do it. Last week when it was raining and nasty and I lost, God, a week again. Yeah, that was not good. That was ugly. That was, in the beginning it was weather. It was wet. It was rainy. It was, that first day that I walked, it was drizzly, and the next day it was raining harder. It's like, oh Lord. So later today, in theory, I've got a new gas cap for the lawnmower coming, because I lost the last one. And right now, the gas tank on the lawnmower is being kept free of loose debris by a baggie and a rubber band, which is not exactly a long-term solution. But I found a replacement cap on Amazon for like $4, so okay. Should be here today. And I'll need to mow the backyard again today. Should mow front yard on Friday. See how that works out. But Thursday is library day. Thursday is my next designated library period. I'm going to shoot for Tuesdays and Thursdays. I might actually amp that up a little bit and try for at least 3 days a week. Mondays are ugly in a certain sense because I don't have a lot of time to do the walk because of school and then therapy. So finding 45 minutes to an hour it takes to get the walk in is something of a problem early in the morning on Monday. Good morning. But it works out pretty well for the library, because the library doesn't open until 9. So, if I take my gear with me, I can go to the library directly from therapy. Get in a couple hours before lunch. Ideally, what I'd like to be able to do is go to the library for 4 or 5 hours at a time. 5,000 words is 5 hours. And that's actually a pretty easy day to hit if I can get the 5 hours. They don't even have to be together. They just have to be, I just have to spend them. And there are days when 1,250 words per hour is not unheard of. And so 4 hours even for 5,000 words. Of course, my goal is to get so sucked into this story that I can't stop and I start writing 10,000 word days again, in which case I'm only a week away from finishing. So I'm getting Cape Grace going, and I know there are people who suggested that it's Cape Grace is the reason that I'm not being as productive as I might be. And there is a certain element of truth in that, except that this is a story that is in fact calling to me. It's a difficult story because it has to be sandwiched in between two existing books. It has to work to give Sarah the mistaken impression that her husband, her ex-husband, was strong-arming her father and bullying him into letting him marry her. So that's part of the story. That shouldn't be too difficult to pull off. I just need the rest of the story to go around it. Monk post. Whew, I'm wearing 2 shirts. And I've just started the Eastern walk. And it is hot. Holy crap. Because I'm wearing dark blue, top and bottom, so I'm just slurping up the solar radiation. Morning. So yeah, today is going to be a day of errands and chores to try to clear away some of the mental overhead, so that when I go back to the library, and also research, so when I go back to the library on Thursday, it'll be, yes, we have something to write about, and I do, I've got so much stuff to write about. So the big story yesterday in the world of publishing was the Amazon All-Stars program, where the top 100 most read authors in a month will be getting a piece of a pie, a fairly substantial pie. First 10 people, numbers 1 through 10, will get a bonus check of $25,000, which is pretty cool, except that it pretty much requires you to have at least one book in the top 10 for the month. And since most of the top 10s tend to fall to the same 40, 50 people, this is not an attractive proposition. It's intended to shore up the Kindle Unlimited program. The speculation is that Amazon is trying to roll Kindle Online Library into the Kindle Unlimited, and so they have only one program. And to get people to enroll, they're going to do this All-Stars program where the top author gets, that is, has the most reads in the combination of borrows and unlimiteds. Those people will be eligible for this prize pool. And there's two tiers. There's a tier for the most reads, and there's a tier for, I think, the title. So the most read title will get a bonus of like $2,000. And chances are that $2,000 will go to the person who has the most reads for the month. So that person, in addition to being paid for the most reads for the month, will also get $27,000 as a bonus for being in Kindle Select. Now, the reality of this program is that it really hinges on how many authors get brought into the program and how many readers want to read those books. Now, subscription, a lot of my comments about subscription seem to be taken as, oh, well, subscription is coming, we have to live with it. And it's true. I think that's true. I think digital products, digital delivery, and subscription service makes sense. Netflix. Netflix was big when they mailed discs. They're bigger now because they stream. You can subscribe. But Netflix only works because there are enough programs, there's enough content on offer at Netflix that the minimal charge that they have for a subscription per month is worth it. It's perceived as being value. And it is, because particularly if you're like me and you don't get some of the TV shows because you don't subscribe to those cable channels like Sci-Fi or HBO, then you can actually have access to that content by paying the subscription fee, which is much less than adding either Sci-Fi or HBO to your cable lineup. And the beauty of it is that you get to pick and choose. It's a la carte. It's, you don't want to watch this show, but you want to watch that one. Okay, fine. You don't watch this movie, you want to watch that one. Okay, fine. And while it's not all TV shows, it's not all movies, there's enough to make it worthwhile. And streaming services, subscription services like Pandora for music, I mean, that's a slightly more difficult sale, because it's really not about distributing music. It's about people who listen to the radio and they pay their, whatever it is, $2.99 a month in order not to get the commercials. But that's not why artists, or shouldn't be why artists, sign up for it, because the artists get paid by downstream sales. It's sort of like the model I use for audiobooks. It's like, I don't put audiobooks up for free and hoping to make money on donations. I have, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to grow the audience. The purpose is to give people a really easy entry into my worlds, so that then they buy books downstream, and they do. And it's enough of them that the people who don't take advantage of the free audio content hear about my books, and that additional visibility makes a difference between having to get a day job and being a full-time author. So Pandora and the other streaming services are not sales channels, and that's what a lot of artists are missing. It's not a sales channel, it's an advertising channel. It's a promotional channel, just like audiobooks is. But books are terrific. Books are tough. Books are awkward because, A, they're cheap to begin with, so the subscription has to be cheaper. And if it's too cheap, there's no reason to enroll. I got a minute to spare before my alarm goes off. Okay. So, yeah. Books are tough because the implementation of a book subscription service is going to require significant payouts, and those payouts are going to cause subscription rates to be high, which is going to discourage people from subscribing. And that's what Kindle Unlimited is facing at the moment. So, with that, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.